Once upon a time, there were three bears. These bears lived in the forest and loved to play outside. There was Dylan Bear, Hayden Bear, and Mommy Bear, all out in the forest. As our characters were walking along, they started to look around. And when they looked at things, Mom realized that maybe they were seeing something a little different. Mom Bear decided to explain the difference in how people view things. "Well, guys, look at these bike trails. Dylan, since you know how to bike ride much better, they look like a lot of fun to you. But when Hayden looks at them, they seem very scary. But they're really the same bike trails." Dylan didn't really understand this, so Mom Bear thought of a better way to explain it. She curled up her hands and put them right in front of her face like she was wearing fake glasses. She said, "Okay, girls, each of you put on your glasses, and I'm going to show you a magic trick." Well, Dylan and Hayden were both very excited because they love magic. So they both balled up their hands like glasses and put them to their eyes. "Now, Dylan," said Mom Bear, "I want you to imagine that you are Hayden and you're looking at the exact same bike trails, except that you don't know how to bike. What do they look like to you?" "They look pretty steep and pretty scary," said Dylan. And Mom asked Hayden the same question. "Hayden Bear, what do you see?" She said, "If I pretend I'm Dylan, they look very fun." "So guys, what did we learn there?" asked Mama Bear. "That if you look at a situation from someone else's eyes, you can see how it might make them feel."
"Yeah, great idea, Mom. Woohoo!"
So Mom Bear, Dylan Bear, and Hayden Bear kept walking on down the forest trail. Eventually, they got to a clearing and Hayden found an eagle feather.
"Yay, an eagle feather," said Hayden.
Dylan was very excited by the eagle feather and wanted to find one of her own. She looked in the corners and she looked under the leaves, but she could not find an eagle feather. Dylan got very frustrated and she let the anger get the better of her and she grabbed Hayden's eagle feather. This made Hayden very sad.
"I want my eagle feather back."
Mama Bear came over. "Dylan, what's going on?" Dylan didn't have anything to say.
"She took my eagle feather," said Hayden.
"Dylan, is that what happened?" Dylan said, "I couldn't find my own eagle feather, so I got really frustrated and I took hers." "Well, how do you think that makes Hayden feel?" asked Mama Bear.
"How should I know?" said Dylan.
"Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we put on our glasses?" Mama Bear held her hands up to her eyes, and Hayden did the same. Dylan was a little reluctant at first, but as Mom and Hayden weren't stopping, she put her hands up to her eyes. Mama Bear asked, "Now, pretend that you're Hayden. Look through Hayden's eyes. But not only see what she sees, but use your mind too. I want you to feel what she feels." Dylan looked for a little while and then took her glasses off and looked at Mom and said, "I see that it would have been scary to be Hayden with me yelling and grabbing the eagle feather. I'm sorry, Hayden."
"No problem," said Hayden.
"Very good, Dylan," said Mama Bear. "That's great to visualize what someone else is seeing and care about what they think. Do you know what that's called?"
"No,"
said Dylan and Hayden together at once. "Empathy. Empathy."
"Cool."
Well, they kept on walking down the road, and eventually they came to a fork in the road. Now, for the younger viewers, a fork doesn't really mean something you eat with. It means it's a road with two options of ways to go. The one road said up to Crumpet Mountain, and the other road said Valley Cliff. Mama Bear explained that the Crumpet Mountain Road went to the top of a very high mountain, and the Valley Cliff Road went along the bottom through the river valley, and that today, because it was cold on top of the mountain, and that there was a lot of snow up top and rain down below, that they should take the Valley Cliff Trail so that they didn't get into an avalanche on the mountain. Dylan was not happy with this. She really wanted to go up the mountain.
No, no, no. Mountain, mountain, mountain. I want to go up the mountain. I don't want to go along the river. The river is stupid. I hate it. I want to go on the mountain, and that's the only way I'm going to go.
Mama Bear didn't know what to do. It wasn't safe to go up there, but how could she explain that to Dylan Bear? Dylan Bear just kept going. Mountain, 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 and she stormed towards the trail and on her way to the trail knocked Hayden over into a mud puddle. Splash! Mama Bear ran over to Hayden. Oh, Hayden, are you okay?
Dylan, how do you think this makes Hayden feel?
Beats me, says Dylan.
Dylan, you need to look at this from Hayden's perspective.
Let's put on our glasses. Dylan reluctantly put on her glasses.
Now, can you see how that might have been viewed from Hayden's perspective?
Yes, said Dylan. I guess I didn't have to push her. I was just frustrated at that time, and I really wanted to go up that trail. I'm sorry, Hayden. I didn't mean to push you. You were just an innocent bystander.
Very good, Dylan, said Mama Bear.
See? The glasses work. When they put away their glasses, they looked up, and there was a man coming down the trail covered in snow. He looked quite flustered.
Oh, I hope you guys aren't thinking of going up that mountain trail.
Well, we were, said Mama Bear, winking at him.
Well, I wouldn't go. I just narrowly escaped being buried in a giant avalanche, and the snow is coming down like cats and dogs up there. I would certainly not recommend going that way. You could perish in an avalanche. You could be buried.
Dylan looked scared. She certainly didn't want to be buried by an avalanche. Thank you very much, sir, said Mama Bear. I think it's decided. We're going to take the Valley Cliff Trail. So the three bears skipped down the trail in the rain, headed towards home. When they showed up at their house, the windows were warm and cozy, and they could see Dad Bear inside cooking dinner. They all burst into the door. Yay! Hi, Dad! Hi! Dad said hello to Hayden, and hello to Dylan, and hello to Mom. Dinner's on the table, guys. Come on in. So they all sat down for dinner, and Dad Bear asked everybody how was their day. Dylan exclaimed, "We got new glasses." Dad Bear looked a little puzzled.
"Magic glasses," said Dylan, "that let you see through someone else's eyes."
Dad still looked a little confused. Dylan showed him. She put on her hand glasses. And,
"See, Dad? When I put on my glasses, I have the ability to see through someone else's eyes. Like, for instance, if I look back on today and pretend I'm Mommy, and I look at when I wanted to take the mountain trail and she wanted to take the Valley Cliff Trail, she knew more about the snow conditions and avalanche that I didn't know, but I couldn't see that because I was angry. So now if I see it through Mom's eyes, it makes a lot more sense to take the trail we took. And I'm glad we did, because we got home safe."
"Perfect, Dylan," said Daddy Bear. And with that, they all went upstairs to listen to an audio book that they all really enjoyed. It was The Adventures of Princess Hayden and Princess Dylan. They pressed play and settled in for a good night's sleep. The end. And then just as an audio check, speaking about the same distance away without the towel, I'm absolutely sure the towel is better, but yeah, who knows? There you go. Done.